When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Finish the saying, "The grass is always greener." Are we to wait for another? Is what John sent his disciples to ask Jesus, because John was already in prison. Last week he was in the wilderness preaching. Now he's in prison because his message was already a threat to the powers that be. So John is now in prison. He's not free in the wilderness to preach, although that brood of vipers thing might have been part of what got him put in jail. We don't know. It's not written. Are we to wait for another? Is John really questioning, or is he confirming? But you know, we are a grass is always greener kind of people. Always have been. You remember when God set the Israelites free and they were wandering in the wilderness and they were finally free from slavery, free from the burden of Pharaoh's workload and his cruelty, free, set free by God. And do you know what they said in the wilderness? "We want to go back." They at least had onions with the meals there. "We don't have any spices. We'll choose slavery with onions over freedom." And isn't that how it is with so many things? We as humans are always looking for something else. There's lots of reasons for divorce, but still the divorce rate is about 50-50. When couples get married, my counseling to them is, you make a promise. And unless there's extenuating circumstances, and then there are. Whether you decide this is for better or worse, until death parts us, there will be lots of other options that come in the way in between. It's not a condemnation of divorce, it's just an example, because there's lots of reasons for divorce. But we're always looking for something else. I'm a tech person, and I'm always looking for the newest tech. You know, I thought my Apple iPhone 4 was the greatest thing in the universe. Look at this, I can make phone calls, I can take pictures, I can text, I can check the weather, I can play games. But then I heard about iPhone 8. 4 was good, and I held my ground through 5 and 6 and 7. But 8 was too much. Maybe it's kitchen appliances, gadgets, shoes, experiences. We're always looking for something more, something else. And John asked the question of Jesus, are we to wait for another? And how did Jesus respond? He responded by quoting the prophets, because God's people have been looking for Jesus forever, but sometimes they forgot what they were looking for. So we go back to the prophet Isaiah that Bob read for. And I got to tell you, Bob was filling in for Vince, and we caught him a little bit off guard. And Vince is at Woodhull this morning. This is just a parenthetical thing. But Woodhull doesn't have a permanent pastor, and Vince is working on maybe being their interim. But he loves you all so much too, so it's a struggle. It will definitely be part-time, but that's not the sermon. The prophet Isaiah writes, "The eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy." So when John sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one?" Jesus answered them and said, "Go tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." Is this the one? Is this the one? Of course this is the one. Vince and I went to a bar mitzvah yesterday, and their prayer book hopes for all the same things our prayer book hopes for. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have good news brought to them. It's the same hope. God's people, the Hebrew people, the Israelites, and the people who believe in Jesus have this same hope that one day there will be a peaceable kingdom and that we will all be part of it. But we get distracted by shiny things. You know? Actually, that's the reason why there's garland on our broken railing out here. Because people will get distracted by the shiny things and not walk into something that might hurt them. Don't get distracted by shiny things. Refocus on Jesus and his coming and his kingdom, because his kingdom does not look like any worldly kingdom. It is a place where we lay down weapons and turn them into garden tools. Remember last week when we read the Isaiah lesson and the lion had turned into a vegetarian? This week's Isaiah text says there will be no lion there. You see, in God's kingdom, there will be no fear, no predators. There will be peace. And the Lord will set the captive free. The psalmist writes it as well. And John read this for us from the Psalms. Who made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever, who gives justice to those who are oppressed. Justice to those who are oppressed, food to those who hunger. You see, when we give food to those who hunger, we are participating in the peaceable kingdom. The Lord sets the captives free. And the psalmist writes it too. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. See, that's the part that frustrates us, is when the wicked seem to be winning. They won't always. They won't always. Because we're working with God toward God's purpose. That peaceable kingdom. That kingdom that we see a glimpse of when our Jewish neighbor plays soccer with our Congolese neighbor on our lawn. Do you see it? That's the hope of Christmas. You've probably heard this as many times as I have, but every year I hear someone say, if my child doesn't get presents, they won't have Christmas. Imagine those of you who are retired pastors who heard this a lot. If my child doesn't have presents, they won't have Christmas. And I feel terrible for them. And you know that I will do what I can to make sure they get presents. But my bigger question is, have you told them about Jesus? Do they know what the real hope of Christmas is? Because we've probably, most of us, experienced watching kids tear through presents on Christmas morning. And the wrapping paper's over here and over here, and the baby's playing with the box. The box is the most exciting thing about Christmas ever. And most of the toys are forgotten a few weeks later. Let's tell them about the peaceable kingdom. Let's join God, continue to join God as we pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray with Advent hope, we pray, come, Lord Jesus, come. Because we're tired, we're weak. But God keeps giving us glimpses of what that kingdom will look like. And so we keep at it because of Advent hope. We know that the ways of the world aren't the ways it's always going to be. The wicked will not always have their way. In the end, it is God's kingdom. And when Jesus comes back, you'll know which side of the team you're on. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.